everybody. Good evening. Let's pray, and we'll kind of get into what the Lord has for us tonight. Father, we are so grateful for a church body who's committed to your kingdom and your will coming to pass in the earth. Father, we pray, just as Jesus taught us to pray, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So, Father, we thank you that we would experience heaven on earth. Oh, that we would be your hands and feet to ensure that the kingdom comes to earth. Oh, thank you, Lord. We would experience your love and your grace in a tangible way. Father, I pray that tonight that we would be empowered, we would be strengthened, we would be encouraged, we would be built up, that it wouldn't just be business as usual, wouldn't be going through the motions. But Father, we would endeavor to hear from you. Thank you, Father. We open up our hearts to you right now. You speak to us. Show us your will. Show us your purpose for our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way in the service tonight. Utilize this time that we've given to seek you and to come and learn more about you and to have more intimacy with you. Utilize this time to speak to our hearts, to reveal your will and your plan to us. Thank you, Father. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Every day we have endeavored to pray for the past few days here. We're doing 21 days of prayer and fasting. And so we've been teaching a little bit on that on Sundays and Wednesday nights. You've heard some great messages on that. And tonight they've asked me to talk to you about the prayer of praise and worship. Did you know that praise and worship is a type of prayer? You know, Paul said to pray with all kinds of prayers and supplications. He wrote that in Ephesians chapter 6. And praise and worship is a type of prayer. There's many types of prayer. There's the prayer of faith, which we pray based on the Word of God. You know, you understand that. You've been in this church. Mark 11, 23. Speak to the mountain. Say to the mountain, you declare things, right? You declare the word of God. There's the prayer of intercession, where you're praying for another person. You're interceding on their behalf, specifically to come to the knowledge of the truth and to be saved. There is prayer of praying in tongues. That's a different type of prayer. And so we have all of these different types of prayer, and praise and worship is one of those types of prayer. Prayer in a general sense is simply communication with God. Hopefully you've learned that over the years, and at least over these past few weeks. Prayer is communicating with God. It's talking to him. It's seeking him. It's knowing him more, endeavoring to know him more. It's asking of him. It's inquiring of him. We pray, as you know, based on the Word of God, in accordance with his will, you know, not attempting to talk God into anything. I learned that years ago from Pastor Wyatt Brown. It's we don't talk God into anything. We don't have to talk God into anything. We just have to agree with what he's already said. And so that's part of prayer, is praying in agreement with him and his word, agreeing with all what he's already said. And in prayer, I believe one of the most important parts is that we align our will with his will by declaring his word. In prayer, we consecrate ourselves to God. You know, this prayer, like Jesus prayed in the garden before he went to the cross, not my will be done, but your will be done. And how many of you have your own will that can kind of seem to get in the way of God's will? Yeah. And if we're not careful, we'll pray our will be done on earth as it is in our living room. You know what I mean? Like, we'll be praying those types of prayers instead of, hey, get me out of the way. God, just use me. Your will be done. Not my will. Not my will be done. Your will be done. And so I think one of the vital pieces that we can experience in praise and worship is this idea of consecration. And there's a song that we sing here, and it's been a popular song on the radio called Come to the Altar. You've heard it. You know what song I'm talking about. Oh, come to the altar, the Father's arms are open wide. And it's like an invitation song. It's a song that... We think about Billy Graham, you know, just as I am, I come, I come to thee, that kind of invitation song that, you know, you're inviting people to come and experience Jesus, experience new life in his presence, recognizing that there's forgiveness for their sin, and there's life everlasting to be had, that there's new joy to experience in him, that there's a peace that they've never known. And so there's this drawing, there's this calling, hey, come. Come. What is an altar? You know, oh, come to the altar. What is the altar? When we think about in Old Testament times, an altar was, and it literally means a place of sacrifice. And so when we're bidding people come to the altar, it's not this sense of come and just receive. It's a calling to come and die. I mean, think about that. Come and die to self. Come to the altar. The altar was a place of sacrifice. In the Old Testament, you see, like, Noah was the first person to build an altar. It's a place where they built altars for sacrifice, for worship, to commemorate an encounter with God. Different reasons they built an altar. For a memorial, to make a covenant, and then to find refuge. And in our present day, like, the altar has come to kind of signify, like I alluded to earlier, this place where people can come and make offerings, like in the maybe the Orthodox Church, you come and you make an offering there at the altar, right? And then in the modern sense of the word, the altar is just like some steps on the front of the stage. You know, come kneel at the altar and pray. And in essence, we're inviting people to come and consecrate themselves to the Lord. Not pray the prayer, not my will be done, but your will be done. And so when we invite people to come to the altar isn't a place necessarily to come and receive. It's a place to come and die, to die to self. And when you consecrate yourself to God, that's what you're doing. Look at this in 1 Peter 2:24. And you know the scripture because it's the one that says, by his stripes we were healed, right? But look at this, the first part of the verse. It says, he personally bore our sins in his own body on the tree as on an altar and offered himself on it. So he was the sacrifice on the altar. That we might die, cease to exist to sin, and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. There's a vital part of that scripture that we tend to leave out, especially if we're praying for healing. You know, by his stripes we were healed, and we quote that. But there's a part there that's before that, that exists before that, is that he, because we can be healed by his stripes, what happened before that is that he placed himself on the altar. Like, he bore our sins in his body on that tree, and so that we could, he exchanged his life for ours so that we could exchange our life for his. And that's the great exchange that took place on the cross. And so the idea of us sacrificing ourselves, when we come to the altar, what we're doing is we're laying ourselves on the altar and sacrificing ourselves. Just like Abraham and Isaac, we come and we bring ourselves, laying on the altar. I want to read this, the scripture, Galatians 2:20. This is the essence of what we're called to come and do. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So there's a sacrifice of self, which is a true act of worship, is that you're dying to self, giving all of who you are to him. And so it's not just simply, if we can put it all in context, praise and worship. Worship isn't just singing. It is a lifestyle. It is living for him completely and wholly, committing yourself unto him. So Romans 12:1 puts it this way. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Present your bodies a living sacrifice in view of his mercy. How can we say thank you to God? Not by offering, as they did in the Old Testament, an animal sacrifice. That's done away with. It's passed away because Jesus became the Lamb. He is the Lamb of God. And he became this ultimate sacrifice for our sin on the altar of the cross. And so how can we say thank you but by offering ourselves as a living sacrifice? We die to our preferences. We die to ourselves. We give all that we are to Him, alive to the purpose of God, not just, you know, a few minutes on a Wednesday night when we sing together, not just 15 minutes on a Sunday morning when we sing together, but you know, for many of us, not even that whole 15 minutes. It's like just the good part of the song where we want to sing. Okay, tough crowd. Ouch, or yay God, who knows. But we present something to God that's more precious than animal sacrifice. We present ourselves. We sign over the title deed of our lives to, and we say, God, I want the rest of my life, every part of my life and all that I am to represent all that you are, to be one long expression of my gratitude for the gift that you've given me. I was reading about the German theologian and pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Many of you may have heard about him. He was hanged in a Nazi concentration camp to pay penalty for his part in the plan to assassinate Adolf Hitler. And he wrote the book, The Cost of Discipleship. And I want to read you this excerpt. It says, "The cross is laid on every Christian. The first Christ suffering which every man must experience is the call to abandon the attachments of this world. It is that dying of the old man which is the result of his encounter with Christ. As we embark upon discipleship, we surrender ourselves to Christ in union with his death. We give our lives over to death. Thus it begins. The cross is not the terrible end to an otherwise God-fearing and happy life, but it meets us at the beginning of our communion with Christ. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. It may be a death like that of the first disciples who had to leave home and work to follow him, or it may be a death like Luther's who had to leave the monastery and go out into the world. But it is the same death every time, death in Jesus Christ, the death of the old man at his call. When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. So when we sing, O come to the altar, it's an invitation to come and give your very life to who he is. And so, you know, a lot of times when we come in and we, you know, we all have our preferences for musical genres, right? If we're like, who likes R&B? Who likes oldies? Like, who likes hip hop? Who likes the top 40s? Who likes contemporary Christian, or who likes Elevation or Bethel, or, you know, all of these different bands and artists and genres, and we have our preferences, right? And so when we come into a worship setting where there's church and people are singing to God, a lot of times we lean to our preferences, and that's worldly, that's fleshly, isn't it? And, you know, we should be able to worship the Lord regardless of what's happening on the stage, regardless of what song the band is singing. You can sing your own song. You don't like the song? Sing your own song. Sing in tongues. I don't like it. It grieves me when I'm, and pardon me if I go on a little rant for a second. It grieves me when we're on the stage singing on a Sunday morning and your faces are blank, like many of your faces are right now. and I don't say this to like, to jump down your throat or beat you up or any of that. I want to call you up to a higher place and paint a picture of what you can experience in true worship to our Creator and our Savior and giving Him thanks. Like He, when you're giving yourself over to God and worship, you know, that's the first place to do, is to present yourself as a living sacrifice. When we're worshiping together, come in for corporate worship, as we're talking about that for just a minute, before we'll experience it together. And I'll give you a chance to maybe practice and maybe make up for earlier in the service where you were just staring at me. I kind of kid. Many a truth is spoken in jest, right? So, but what I want to call you to is, man, a place of giving your all for Him. And now, you know, you guys could sing your hearts out in worship and you know, could be dancing around the room and running laps and really being exuberant in praise, and then you walk out of here and it means nothing to you. That's not what I'm wanting you to do. I'm not saying jump through some proverbial worship hoops to please somebody on the stage and make us smile. It's not about that. It's about you connecting with God. Ultimately, that's what we want to see happen. And so when we're up there leading, that's my goal. That's my aim. And that's what I endeavor to have every person on our team to help you connect with God in a tangible way where you speak to him and he speaks to you. I've had moments in worship and praise and worship that I've heard God more clearly than ever before, like in intimate time of worship with him. Have you ever experienced that? And it could have nothing to do with what we're doing up there. It doesn't always fit with the theme of a song that we've chosen. Sometimes it does, and that's great. It gives you the goosebumps. But what can literally change your life is the theme that he's speaking into your life for the moment and the season that you're in, the word that you need. And you, by you yielding to him in praise and worship, you're opening yourself up to him saying, Lord, speak to me. And when you give all of who you are to all of who he is, guess what? The floodgates of heaven open up for you because you're yielded to him. And you're in a place of receptivity where you're just like, God, it's here I am. He can speak to you to go somewhere, to do something, to go on mission. He can speak to you in a few minutes of you worshiping him more than you would hear in a 50-minute sermon. He can. And yet we limit God by our lack of participation. We do. I mean, if we refuse, then it's the same way when you come in and you hear a good sermon. Like if you sit there and you're thinking about lunch or all you had to do this week or the circumstances that have been laid upon you, or man, I got to do this tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. And you're not engaged and you're not participating in the sermon. Yeah. It won't do you any good. You're just going through the motions. I'm tired of going through the motions. I'm tired of religiosity and religion. Like, I'm tired of just coming to church Wednesday, Sunday, because that's what society tells us we need to do. The church society, the church world says, hey, you got to do this to check off your religious box. No, it's not about that. It's about you coming. First of all, you want to come and you want to connect with God. And then you want him to empower you to go out and connect him to the world around you. That's the goal. That's why we gather. And then he can speak to you through another believer. Maybe he's even in worship, he's prompting you to speak to somebody else. He's giving you a word for somebody else that you need to share, because the gift of God lies on the inside of you as well. And when you connect with that, there's no telling what can happen. There really is. So it's not a buffer. Praise and worship during a service, it's not a buffer. It's not just a setup for what's coming next. It is a vital part of experiencing God together. It is. And we're not just giving lip service to it. This is the Bible. The New Testament is full of encouragement for the church to sing hymns and spiritual songs to one another. Like, not even singing to him, but singing to one another. There's a mutual encouragement that can come. I mean, we've got songs that are this way, us singing to God, but then we've got songs that is like we're declaring who we are. And by declaring, like that song that Tori wrote, I am the righteousness of God, that's a song declaring who we are. Knowing and realizing our identity, that can really be him speaking over us. Zephaniah 3:17 says he rejoices over us with singing. He could very well be up in heaven singing your song, Tori. They are the righteousness of God. Like, you are the righteousness of God. Can you hear the Lord singing that over you? He paid a price for that. The blood of his son, so that you could be the righteousness of God. It's important to him. I could hear him. Let's read a couple more scriptures and we'll let you practice. Okay. Hebrews 13. Let's get some crowd participation. Help me out here. Terry, would you read this one? Hebrews 13. Mikey, would you put that up there, buddy? 15 and 16. Why don't you read that for us?
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased.
Do you hear that? Let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise. So it's not just a living sacrifice ourselves, but the sacrifice of praise is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. And so it's not just lip service. It's not just thanking him with our words and then forgetting to do something, because he says after that, but don't forget to do good and to share. Back up what you're saying with your deeds, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. So again, it's not just, hey, we're not just going through the motions singing out a lyric because, you know, somebody on the platform says, you got to sing this, you got to lift your hands. That's not what it's about. It's about being obedient to the scripture, being obedient to his word. All right, we got it. We got another one. 1 Thessalonians 5. Tori, read this one. 16 through 18.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
Rejoice always. It doesn't say rejoice when your day went well. It doesn't say rejoice when your stocks are up. Doesn't say rejoice when you hit the lottery. Rejoice always. Even if things aren't going so well. Like, all the more reason to spend time in his presence. To let him rub off on you. To hear a word from him that could change the very situation that you've been complaining to him about. And to the world about on Facebook. Like, getting in his presence. Yeah, like, how about that? Before you start complaining to your spouse, before you start complaining to the world on Facebook about what went wrong and what they did to you and how that affected you, how about just spend about 10 minutes worshiping him? Let his outlook affect yours. Let his perspective change yours, your perspective. That would be good, right? Always be joyful. Never stop praying. Never stop. Pray without ceasing. Continually worshiping him. All right, Eddie, read Colossians 3, 16 and 17.
Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill your lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father.
Amen. Then we're going to read. Where is Ephesians? Find that one, Michael. There we go. Mike Netzler, come back to you.
And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen. So there it is, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You had the one in Colossians 3 that said, you know, hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. But then you had Ephesians, I said it's 6, but it's 5, talking about speaking to one another. That there's that connection with God this way, and then there's that connection with people and the gift of God in other people this way. That a lot of times we don't give room for that, do we? We're just going to come in here, we're going to sing our couple songs, and then we're going to hear a good message and maybe let part of it sink into us and then tell the pastor on the way out, good sermon, and then forget to do what he told us to do when we walk out the door. Isn't that how it goes? Not this church. No. We take every challenge. And we are obedient to every word. We have, what a privilege we have to draw near to God and communicate with Him through this intimate expression of worship. Worship, you know, one of the definitions is to kiss toward. There's this intimacy involved that we have with God the Father. Isn't that amazing? That literally should blow our minds that we have the privilege to connect with Him in that way. And yet, for us, it's just another thing we do. And you try to explain it, if you try to explain it to a non-believer, they have no concept of it. Yet we have this extreme privilege to connect with Him in that way. And so we're going to sing a song together. And I invite you to participate. And I'm going to come down there. I was testing this out earlier with Grayson in the room, and he was like, yeah, what you should do is walk around the room, and if they aren't singing, just stop and say, hey, you're not singing. Are you worshiping? I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be that bold tonight, but I am going to invite you to stand. And you got that? Yeah. So we're going to commit ourselves to God and His purpose. Father, we commit ourselves to You. Thank You for all You've done for us and how You're leading us. Thank You for Your purpose being revealed in our lives. Thank You, Lord. Are You hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of Your sin? Jesus is calling. Have You come to the end of Yourself? Do You thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So leave behind your regrets and mistakes. Come today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a Savior, isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior, oh, what a Savior. Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. Oh, we bow down before Him. For He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. oh come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your blood, the blood of Jesus shed for our sins on the altar of the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we worship you, Lord. Lay our lives down. Lay our lives down before you. Oh, you can have it all, you can have it all. Give it all, Lord, give it all. Give it all to you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I think another thing that can make worship more meaningful and help you connect to the Lord is to engage your body in the way that would worship Him. We see in the Scripture that the Lord would urge us to lift our holy hands in prayer. It's 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. Urge that men everywhere lift holy hands in prayer, he says. So there's a lifting of the hands that you can, you know, in which you can engage your body. Another thing is to respond to the lyric in such a way that, like that part where it says, bow down before him. If he moves you to kneel, to bow, it's a good way to respond to what you're singing. And to connect your heart with the lyric is the most important thing. Not just, again, words on a screen or words on a page, but to really connect who you are. So maybe the Lord would lead you to do that, you know, to lift your hands or to bow before Him. Another way of just symbolically committing yourself to Him. So we'll sing that bridge again.
Oh, what a Savior. Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Bow down before Him. For He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior, oh, what a Savior. Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him, for He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Oh, what a Savior, oh, what a Savior. Isn't He wonderful? Sing hallelujah, Christ is risen. Bow down before Him. Bow down before Him. For He is Lord of all. Sing hallelujah. Christ is risen. oh come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, you're worthy, Lord. You're worthy. You're worthy of it all. I give my all to you, Lord. I give my everything. All that I am. All that I have. Oh, give my life and all. I'll sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours. It's all yours. Take it all. I give my life and all. I'll sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours. It's all yours. Take it all. I give my life and all. I'll sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours. It's all yours. Take it all. I give my life and all. I'll sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours. It's all yours. Take it all. I'll give my life and all. I'll sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours. It's all yours. It's all yours, Lord. All that I am, all that I have. It's all yours, Lord. It's all yours, Lord. Oh.
Not our will be done. Your will be done, Father. We can consecrate ourselves afresh and anew to your purpose, your plan. Not what we want, but what you want. Your will be done, Father. Your will be done. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
We ask for the nations. Faith is rising. We now believe as we ask for the nations. You will remember all that you promised. We ask for the nations. Faith is rising. We now believe as we ask for the nations. You will remember all that you promised. We ask, Lord, we ask. Oh, we ask for the nations. Oh, we ask you for the nations. We ask you for the nations.
Father, you're not willing that any should perish, but that it all would come to the knowledge of the truth. So, Father, we ask you for the nations as our inheritance. that all peoples of every land, of every tribe, of every tongue, of every nation will come to know you. Oh, we pray that this city would be reached for the kingdom. That our state would be reached for the kingdom. That our nation would be reached for the kingdom. We ask for the nation. Faith is rising. We now believe as we ask for the nation. You will remember all that you promised. We ask for the nation. Faith is rising. We now believe as we ask for the nations. You will remember all that you promised. We ask, Lord, we ask. Oh, we ask, Lord, we ask for the nations, Lord. Oh, we give our all to you, Lord. Give our all, we give our everything to you. To make you known, to make you known, Lord. All throughout the earth. To make you known, Lord. To know you, to make you known. Give my life and all, I'll sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours, it's all yours. Take it all, I give my life and all, I sacrifice it all. All that is mine is yours. It's all yours. Take it all, Lord. Take it all, Lord. Take it all. It's all yours, Lord. It's all yours, Lord. Oh, every breath I breathe for you. I'm crucified with Christ. No longer I. It's you living in me, Lord.
Father, that's our prayer, that you would use us. We surrender ourselves to you, to be used by you. Yeah, whatever you tell us to do, we'll do it. Wherever you tell us to go, we'll go there. Thank you, Father. We'll be obedient to your word. We'll seek the truth every day and live it out in our lives. Oh, that we wouldn't be petty with people, but we would show your love. Yeah, if you're living through us, then love lives through us. Love makes its expression through us as we give of who we are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're a
good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
We give you glory, Lord. You are worthy. You are Lord. Oh, how you love us, Jesus. How you love us. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Only you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Oh, great are you, Lord.
You give life. You give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore. Every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, all the earth. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord, all the earth. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath. It's your breath in our lungs.
So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. 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 Great are you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the time that we've had in your presence tonight. Thank you for the knowing that we can connect with you anywhere, anytime. That we can rejoice in you always. Again, I say rejoice. And we can pray continually, pray without ceasing, ever connecting with you, Father, in intimacy and worship and in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Father. Yeah, it doesn't just have to be moments together, but moments when we're alone in our car or in our own bedroom. We can have connection with you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for what you've spoken to our hearts tonight. Thank you for what you're going to do as a result of the time that we spent with you. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for using us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Wow. Guys really redeemed yourselves. No. You tapped into his redemption, and it shows. Thank you for participating, and I hope the Lord ministered to you as you ministered to him. We'll turn the lights up so you can see, and then you'll be dismissed. Have a great night. We love you guys.